Dreamscape presents Words Are My Superpower, A Kid's Guide to Affirmations, Mantras, and Positive Thinking by Harold Green III, narrated by the author. This book is dedicated to the kid in all of us, still trying to find the right words. Introduction. Have you ever heard someone say, "Use your words"? From the time we begin to speak, we are taught to use our words to help us communicate what we're feeling, like, "I'm tired," or "I'm hungry," or to ask for what we want, "I need a hug," or "I want my toy." As we get older, the power and responsibility that comes with using your words only grows. Words offer protection and encouragement and serve as a reminder of how amazing you are. You can use your words to help you battle all the villains life throws your way. By villains, I don't necessarily mean people. A villain can be any obstacle, sadness, anxiety, or fear, and self-doubt that tries to hold you back from your fullest potential. But words can help us conquer all those foes, because words are more powerful than we often realize. Keep in mind, not every battle is with an external foe. Sometimes, we have battles within ourselves. Words help us expand upon those internal conflicts or the expression of ourselves. I want you to think of certain categories of words as superheroes and see how the words themselves give you superpowers to overcome what stands in the way. So, in this book, I want to introduce you to how affirmations can give you power-ups, the way compliments can give you confidence, and how mantras can slow down time. Did you know optimism can make you feel strong? Or that empathy can turn you into a safe space? I want to show you that gratitude can change your heart. It's important to remember, however, that even superheroes can become supervillains if their powers are used improperly. Have you ever heard words used to hurt people's feelings or to make others feel like they don't belong? That is an example of words turning into villains. We must be very aware of how we use our words and why we call upon them. One of the golden rules in life is that if you don't have anything nice to say, then you say nothing at all. But I believe that it should be added that if you have something nice to say, then you should say it. We can use words to bring a smile to someone's face, laughter to a room, or to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?